You have referred to this as a conference, but I call it a family gathering, a time when my children can be with their father. I long for you to know me in a way that you've never known an earthly father. For my love surpasses any love that you have ever experienced from an earthly father. I want you to know me and to be constantly aware of my presence. Yes, I am your God, but I am your Father. And in my word, I have revealed myself to you as being love. The more you get to know me as your Father, the more you will know my love and walk in my love. The power of my love is such that it will transform your life. For you see, when you know that you are truly loved by Father God, you will not worry about anything. You will not let your heart be troubled about anything. You will have no fear of anything. For did I not say that my perfect love casts out all fear? When you come to the place of truly knowing the love of your Father God, you will no longer be concerned about, will I use you in power? Will I use you in the gifts? Will I use you in a mighty ministry? These are things and thoughts that will fall by the wayside, because you will realize that yes, I will use you in my love. And that it is out of my love all of these other things can manifest. You have come to this place, many of you not even sure what to expect. And for some, you are experiencing something you've never experienced. I would have you think hard about that. For you see, these kinds of experiences and times with me should not be so rare or non-existent. You are my child and I am your father. And it is my desire to fellowship with you in times like this. For some of you, you are attending churches that have shackled you from experiencing the fullness of my love. It is as though there is a fog or a cloud in that church that is preventing the fullness of the clarity of who I am to be revealed to my children. I would ask you, do you truly believe that I would lead you to be in a place that hinders you from knowing my love? That hinders you from knowing the fullness of who I am? You should think hard about where you are and the direction that I am leading you. You see, going deeper into me requires change, and that change can be a terrific battle. The battle is with your flesh more than with anything or anyone. Who is influencing you the most? Who is influencing the decisions that you make? For many, the relationships they have with other people and with leadership in their church, those are the areas from which the greatest influence is imposed upon their lives. I would have you know that the decisions you make should be influenced by your relationship with me. I will lead you beside the still waters, and I will feed you from my table. For some of you, you have some very hard decisions to make in the days to come. But I will strengthen you to make those decisions. Yet be forewarned that some of those decisions are going to result in criticism from other people. But that is not your worry, and that is not your concern. Remember, the more you know me and my love, the less you will fear. And you will come to the place of saying, what can man do to me? I want you to be in the place with me that I desire. What has taken place so far during this week, I see it as a beginning, not a culmination. You have prepared to be in attendance here to receive. But this is not the end. It is not for you to look at this week and say, wasn't that a wonderful week? And then go on with your life. I see it as a beginning. I see it as a step deeper into me. And I am prepared to take you further and further in your walk with me to places that you have never considered and never imagined. For if you will let me, I will give to you my vision of you to help you see yourself the way that I see you. And in the process, you will receive an understanding and a revelation of your potential in me. You limit yourself through self-perception, but you need to develop a Christ perception of who you are in me. The change that is coming for you, yes, every single one of you, the change that is coming for you is very, very exciting. But you must look beyond the things of the natural and the conditions around you and look to me. I will give to you the joy that is unspeakable, undescribable in human terms, yet full of my glory. And the strength of Christ in you will rise up. Remember, you can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth you. All things. I will never ask you to do something that exceeds the level of your strength. So everything that I set before you, I see the strength in you to do it. This is a week of great transformation. And the transformation is taking place on the inside of you. And the change will manifest if you take what is happening this week and carry it with you home. Rejoice in me in what has begun this week, and your life will never be the same. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Someone came to me prior to the service and shared a word that the Lord has been giving to her over the last couple of days concerning what's been going on here. And Sister Donna, would you please come and share this? Now, for those of you who have been hearing some of the prophetic words that have come forth from the prayer center in Tulsa, I want you to listen very, very closely to what the Lord is going to say here.
First, I'll tell you the picture that he showed me. And what I saw was, I saw us going down a river, and we were in a speedboat. But there were other boats in the river that were going slower. And as these slower boats were going, there was alligators flopping in off of the sides of the bank of this river. And then all of a sudden, we were going really fast in, what did we call it? An airboat. You know, those ones that go across the top of the water? And it was going extremely fast. The water represented the world that we live in. The alligators represented the attacks of the enemy. The boats that were going slower, there was people that had their arms kind of dangling out the side of the boats, kind of waving them in the water. There was actually some people that were hanging on the side of the boats because it was going really slow. But the boat that we were in, the speedboat, is like it was going fast. There was no dangling parts on the side or anything like that. But then when we got in this airboat, it's like we were going so fast. It was like on top of the water, and there, like you had to hang on to your seat. It was going so fast. And this is what I heard the Lord say. For those that are going fast in me now, I'm going to put it into the next gear, and you are going to go faster. But you have to wholly focus on me. And it's the word W-H-O-L-L-Y. All of us. Our whole focus has to be on him. We have to wholly focus on what he has called each one of us individually to do. Because we know that we're all different. So there's certain things that we have giftings in. There's certain things that he wants some people to do and not others. So we have to be really focused on that. Not just doing things because they're good ideas or good things, but we have to do what he wants us to do individually. So we have to be focused wholly on him. And then he said, and for those that are shepherding my flocks in the different areas, I'm going to be asking things of you shepherds that I've not asked you to do before. So you have to be focused on me and don't be concerned, because what one I'm going to ask to do over in this area is going to be different than the one that I'm going to ask to do over in this area or the one over in this area. And it'll be totally based on the fact of the people in this area need something different than the people in this area or this country or that country. And so it was just so fast. It's like we're in this, we're in him. But another key thing that I remember he said is we are going to go fast. It was his words. We are going to go fast. He's with us in this. And then you just gave that word there. It's like, yeah, he's not going to ask us to do anything. We are going to be with him, and he's going to take us. But we do have to get focused on and know what he wants each and every one of us to do individually. Amen.
Now, for those of you who are familiar with prophecies that have come forth from the prayer center, she said that we were in a speedboat, but then all of a sudden we were in an airboat, and we were going faster and faster. One of the words that's come forth from the prayer center is that the fast are going to go faster. And another thing that she shared is that we have to be, the Lord said we have to be wholly, W-H-O-L-L-Y, wholly focused. One of the words that's come forth from the prayer center is that we have to be laser focused. We're hearing from the Lord. Someone would say, well, how do I go faster and how do I be focused? That's where you ask the Lord, help me to know how to go faster and how to stay focused. Help me to understand this so you can work that work in me. Praise God.